I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in 2.
On this day in labor history, the year was 1912. Between 6,000 and 7,000 workers walked off the job on strike against the Canadian Northern Railway. Their issues included low pay, worker safety, and the poor quality of the food and housing provided by the railroad. The International Workers of the World, or the Wobblies, had founded a union of construction workers which led the strike. Most of the strikers were immigrant workers, including many Italians. They were a part of a wave of labor strikes that took place across Canada between 1911 and 1912. Along with the railroad workers, coal miners, textile workers, and shoemakers also went out on strike. In total, 1.8 million individual workdays were lost to strikes in 1911 alone. The Canadian Northern Railway strikers were able to shut down 400 miles of track construction. They also posted picket lines in cities including Seattle, Tacoma, Minneapolis, and Vancouver to discourage scabs from taking their jobs. The strike wore on for 5 months. Strikers faced severe repression from the company and their government. Finally, the strike was broken. During the strike, Wobbly organizer Joe Hill visited one of the worker camps in British Columbia. Inspired by what he saw, Hill penned the lines to the song "Where the Fraser River Flows." The song was named after the longest river in British Columbia. The chorus of the song captured the spirit of the striking workers.
Where the Fraser River flows, each fellow worker knows, they have bullied and oppressed us, but still our union grows. And we're gonna find a way, boys, shorter hours and higher pay, boys. And we're gonna win the day, boys, where the Fraser River flows.
Labor History in 2, brought to you by the Illinois Labor History Society and the Rick Smith Show.